Hi there, I'm Caroline Thor, professional organiser, KonMari consultant, teacher and mum of three. I started off my life as a mum feeling overwhelmed, disorganised and desperately trying to carve out some time for me amongst the nappies, chaos and clutter. One day, one small book called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying changed everything and I began to learn strategies for making everyday life easier. Today I have the systems in place that means life can throw almost anything at me and I want to share them with you. If you're an overwhelmed mum struggling to keep it together, then this is the podcast for you. Grab a coffee and settle in for a quick chat with someone who gets your reality. Hello there and welcome back to the latest episode and probably the shortest ever episode of the Living Clutter-Free Forever podcast. I'm Caroline, a KonMari consultant and professional organiser. One thing I often hear from people is that they want to declutter fast. I don't think this is always possible or necessarily a good idea, as the process needs to be given some thought and time. And what has taken a long time to get cluttered is not easily decluttered fast. However, applying the KonMari method gives you the possibility of working through categories which can feel quicker and easier to complete. But if you do want to declutter fast, here are my best tips. In this episode, I'm going to share with you some tips and tricks for decluttering your home quickly and efficiently. And as the topic is decluttering fast, this episode is going to be short and to the point. Before we dive into our decluttering tips, let's talk about the KonMari method. Have you heard of it? I'm guessing you have if you're listening to this podcast. But just to be sure, it was developed by Marie Kondo and involves keeping only items that spark joy in your life. To prepare for the KonMari method, I recommend you set aside some time to read Marie Kondo's book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. This is where my journey started. This will give you a deeper understanding of the method and help you to approach decluttering with the right mindset. You can also watch the two series on Netflix, and I have, just for you, created an easy starter guide. Go to caroline-thor.com/starter to get your free copy. Once you've familiarised yourself with the KonMari method, it's time to create a plan and schedule for decluttering. So before we dive into the actual process of decluttering, let's talk about the importance of preparing and setting goals. Many people make the mistake of jumping right into decluttering without a clear plan or a goal in mind. This can lead to frustration, overwhelm, and even giving up before the task is completed. Hands up if you've been there. So, to avoid these issues, take the time to set goals and priorities before starting the process. We refer to this as visualizing your ideal lifestyle. So, for example, first think about what you want to achieve with your decluttering efforts. Do you want to free up space in your home? Create a more relaxing and peaceful environment, or perhaps simplify your life and reduce stress. By setting clear goals, you'll have a better understanding of what you want to accomplish and will be more motivated to stick to the process. Once you have your goals in mind, it's time to create a plan and schedule. Decide on a realistic timeline for your decluttering efforts, taking into account any upcoming events or commitments that may affect your schedule. Actually put it in your calendar. What gets scheduled gets done. Make sure to break down the process into manageable tasks, such as decluttering one category of items at a time. And having the necessary supplies on hand is also important. Before starting the process, gather the supplies you'll need, such as bin bags if you want to use them. I try to avoid those at all costs. Boxes and cleaning supplies. It's always great to have cleaning stuff there so that as you empty a cupboard, you can clean it and it's got time to dry before you want to put your things back. Having these items readily available will help you stay focused and efficient during the process. We're talking speed here. Now, with your goals set, plan and schedule in place and supplies ready, you're ready to start decluttering your home. It's going to be faster with the preparation done. So it's time to dive into the actual process of decluttering. When it comes to decluttering your home using the KonMari method, it's important to tackle each category of items one at a time, starting with clothing, then moving on to books, papers, miscellaneous items known as kimono, and finally sentimental items. As you go through each category, ask yourself whether each item sparks joy in your life. If it doesn't, thank the item for its service and let it go. The reason for clothes being first is that they're generally easier to sort through and make decisions about, which can help build momentum and confidence for the rest of the decluttering process. When decluttering your clothes, start by taking everything out of your closet and drawers. Now it's time to decide what to keep. As you hold each item, ask yourself if it sparks joy or brings value to your life. If it does, keep it. If it doesn't, it's time to let it go. Be honest with yourself and resist the urge to hold onto items out of guilt or obligation. My previous advice to visualize your ideal lifestyle before starting the decluttering process will help you to stay focused on what you truly need and want in your life. It's also important to handle each item with care and respect. When you treat your belongings with respect, you'll be more mindful of what you own and less likely to accumulate clutter in the future. Once you've decluttered your home using the KonMari method, it's time to organize the items you've decided to keep. Marie Kondo recommends storing items by category and in a way that makes them visible and easy to access. To maintain a clutter-free home, it's important to establish daily habits that align with your ideal lifestyle. This can include things like making your bed every morning, folding your clothes neatly, and storing them in their designated places, not leaving them lying all over the floor. In addition to the KonMari method, there are other decluttering techniques you can use, such as the one-in, one-out rule. This means that for every new item you bring into your home, you should get rid of an old one. This will stop things from getting cluttered up too quickly again. One of the hardest parts of decluttering is letting go of sentimental items. This can really slow the process down, which isn't great if you're trying to declutter fast. When it comes to sentimental items, Marie Kondo recommends asking yourself whether the item truly brings you joy or whether the memories associated with it bring you joy. If the memories bring you joy, take a photo of the item and let it go. The photo will help you remember the item without taking up physical space in your home. Well, that's all I have for you today. I told you it was going to be fast. I hope these tips help you declutter your home quickly and efficiently. Remember, decluttering is not just about getting rid of physical items. It's also about creating space for the things that truly matter in your life. So although many people would like the process to be fast, my advice to you is to take your time. Be mindful and enjoy it. You're more likely to maintain it if you feel the value of the experience you have been through. And if you're feeling overwhelmed or stuck, don't hesitate to reach out for help. You can ask a friend or family member to assist you, or you can hire a KonMari consultant to guide you through the process, or you could send me an email or a DM on Instagram at caro.thor. I will always answer you, and I'm very happy to offer you advice. Thanks for listening. And if you have any other topics or questions you'd like me to cover in a future episode, feel free to reach out. Instagram is probably the best place. Happy organizing. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Take it one step at a time and enjoy. Until next time. If you've enjoyed this episode, please send the link to a friend you know would appreciate it. Subscribe and leave a review. I look forward to bringing you more organizing tips next time. But if you can't wait until then, you can go to my website or find me on Instagram at caro.thor or on Facebook at Caroline Organizer. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to guiding you on your journey to find your clutter-free ever after.